Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And the news is that as from yesterday morning, 75% of single farm payments will be made within a 15-day period. And the pound to euro exchange rate used this year will be 86.66 pence. Also in the news is a comment from Rural Affairs Secretary Richard Lockhead on the latest export figures for the Scotch whisky industry. The latest statistics show a record high of £3 billion worth of exports in September. Now that's an awful lot of drams, and it gives a real boost to the malting barley growers across the north. At last night's Scotch Whisky Association dinner, they were celebrating the new highs of exports with an increase of 23% over the first 9 months of this year. Also today in the news, there's a fresh call to get new entrants into the farming industry. It's all part of a joint initiative between farmers' leaders and the Scottish Government. Here's Johnny Hall from NFU Scotland to explain.
We're all acutely aware of the sort of rapidly ageing population and not being too cheeky about it within agriculture. We desperately need new blood, new enthusiasm, new ideas into individual farm businesses and across the sectors and across all regions of Scotland. Currently, or in recent past, the agriculture industry hasn't been the most attractive for individuals, partly, I guess, because of the difficulties in generating sufficient capital to establish a business, access to land issues and access to single farm payment. But I think the bottom line actually is that in the recent past, farming just hasn't paid particularly well. Who wants to go into an industry where it's hard graft, hard grind, not necessarily for a great return on your endeavours or your investment? But those days are changing. There is an opportunity, I think, with improving output prices, and certainly cap reform offers opportunities to do new things for new entrants and to stimulate interest and get new blood into the industry. And we as NFU Scotland are taking this very seriously. We've set up a new generation board of young entrepreneurial individuals who are involved in agriculture already, who are established and are looking to forge ahead with their own businesses and diversify those businesses where they can. And we want to make sure that we take that fresh young blood with us, and in fact let them lead us to a degree and give us their views and vision of Scottish agriculture in the future.
And I think we'd all agree that getting any new young people into farming would be good for the industry. More on that story next week, but in the meantime, have a good weekend. I'll be back Monday, 6:40 and 12:40 as usual, with more MFR Farming.